Welcome to the ATL Podcast Network.
Running the Point with Jason Carey on the ATL Podcast Network, the intelligent podcast. Running the Point with Jason Carey. It's time to get this thing started. Before I get started, I like to go ahead and how I started, I always like to say the grace. The grace is there are a bunch of podcasts, things you could listen to, but you choose to listen to me, so I appreciate everybody take the time to listen to me. Today, I got a special guest on air with me today, man. I want to bring on this gentleman. I've been working with this gentleman shortly in 2020. And so we want to talk about the effects, because 2020 has kind of changed really, really fast on us here. So we'll get into that a little bit. And who I'm talking about, I'm going to introduce my man Jameson in the building. Y'all give it up for my man Jameson. What up, what up, what up, what up? How you doing, man?
Yeah. What up, though? Life is amazing, man. Well, I mean, but for what it's worth, if you in a good spot of quarantine, life is amazing.
If you're in a good spot of quarantine. This current time, yeah, for those that's now listening, I don't know when you're going to listen to this podcast, but it is definitely during quarantine times. Big Rona is in the building. Big Rona
right.
is building.
What's that?
And we'll talk about it just because I think there are some positives to Big Rona, the effects. We're seeing some great things, and people are starting to think a little bit more, too. So we'll get into that. But let's talk about who you are. If somebody asks, who is Jameson? Because they saw us broadcast. They see the Experience Brokers, and we'll get into that. But who is Jameson?
Man, Jameson is a great Rubik's Cube. That's exactly what he is.
I like that.
Everything from music to lifestyle experience to branding. So, you know, I do have a day job. I do have to run my company. So, you know, from all of that, that's in a nutshell of Jameson, just a round guy. That's it. You know, I am a proud father, so, you know, I have that strong motivational piece, you know. I'm a proud husband, so I have that strong motivational piece.
Okay.
You know, and then, you know, to top it all off, I am an entrepreneur. Now, 6 years fully in the game, 100% independent, whatever I kill, I eat. So that has been like a huge blessing. No diss to anyone who has not made it across that river yet. You know, more power to you that you continue to strive to get there for sure.
Indeed.
But you know, just that level of independence, that's who I am, and I don't have a boss. I am the boss.
Man, that's a whole nother thing right there. Just being an being an entrepreneur and totally independent, but it's a leap of faith, and it's a grind every single day. It's a grind every single day.
Every day.
People get
absolutely.
They hear about the freedom. That's one thing, but also, you know, if you don't hunt, you don't eat. If you don't go out there and put in the work, you don't eat. So that's a congratulations for doing that for 6 years. Any length of time is major. 6 years is huge. So you are the Experience Brokers, which I think is a dope name. I want to tell you that when we first met, I was like, I like that. I like the Experience Brokers. First of all, let me say, when I met this brother, we didn't know each other from anything. We met in Miami at the Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah.
And we didn't know each other from anything. And it was almost a prove ourselves to each other type thing.
Yes, most definitely.
You know,
I would call that.
Yeah. But you were fresh. You was in the tuxedo. I said, this is my kind of brother. And then you came out with the top hat on, because you didn't have that on when we first talked. So it was like, all right. We're going another level here with the top hat.
Right.
And so the Experience Brokers itself is a dope name, man. So tell me a little bit about just that. What is the Experience Brokers? What does that mean? And what is it that you guys do?
So the Experience Brokers, and not to create any pun, but like it's most definitely self-explanatory. We are the brokers for great experiences. And that company was derived with myself and one of my partners, one of the originating partners for New York Cigar Weekend. It is a lifestyle event that we do in New York once a year over the summertime. And it was such a success over 2019. And we worked with so many great brands during that time. And what we noticed in working with brands, which I have been doing for half a decade already, working with brands, they have the infrastructure and they have, you know, the marketing capital, but they don't necessarily have the connection to the average consumer or the direct consumer that, you know, thrives within their market of strategy.
True.
And that's where I would come in. So instead of being the middleman and doing one-off events and things of that nature, my partner and I, we decided to create a company where we are the legitimate middlemen across the board for several brands, several activations, and in several cities across the country in North America. So, and that is literally the breakdown of the experience brokers. We broker experiences either for the brands or for the actual cities that the experience is held in. So that goes from anything lifestyle, anything high quality spirits, cigars, fashion, and culinary. Like everything has to be at a certain level of etiquette of lifestyle, and that's what we represent, and that what we bring into the different cultures and the different markets across North America. I tried to make it simple.
No, I think they'll get it. They'll pick up on it, especially if they start experience. Because I say, like you said, self-explanatory a little bit. The experience brokers, and I think life is about experiences. And people, sometimes people are having fun. They're at an event or whatever, and having fun, and don't realize the intricacies into how that fun even came about. It wasn't just music in a bar. It was right. A lot that went into this to this experience. So do you have a hospitality background at all? Like, how'd you get even go down that?
You know what? You know what's interesting? My last job was working for a corporation, Starwood. Right during, as a matter of fact, I helped broker the deal between Starwood and Marriott. I was actually the insider. I was the insider trainer for if you know the W Lifestyle brand, right?
Yeah.
They, instead of having concierge, they have this title called insiders, right?
Okay.
And I started off as an insider, and then you know, moved up the ranks because of, you know, I guess the success rate. And started the three W hotels that's in Atlanta currently. I was the insider trainer for those hotels. So therefore, the next time you stay at a W and you get, you know, this guy or this woman that's willing to give you 5-star service, you know, that's an insider. And that's what I ended up doing. So from that, I understood, or I started to understand from a consumer base, of what people actually want and what people want to see when it comes down to having an experience, no matter what the price you pay. So that's kind of how I emerged into the industry, by understanding what people want to have. And even from myself, from my point of view, what I want to experience from everything from checking into a hotel or going into a new city.
I was about to say that. Is that derived from the things that, do you apply the things that you like? If you meet Jameson is stylish. When you see him, he's a stylish guy.
Oh man, much love.
He likes to drink high quality. If he's gonna drink, you know, smoke right. And when I say smoke, I'm talking about cigars, because people here smoke right now.
Yes.
So yeah, man. So it is your, what you want to offer people, kind of just bring them up to the level, because I find that people don't they don't really understand, I guess, luxury or understand right. quality a lot of times. So from what you like to bring that to them? Is that what you like to do?
Right. Yeah. Like for instance, right now, I'm talking to you right now while sipping on some Johnny Walker Blue Label. So
man, you know. And that's why... So this is the Corona edition of Running the Point. So I really wanted to do this interview in person for that reason. Like I knew the images was gonna be right. You know what I'm saying? Because I was gonna come freshly dipped, and I know you was gonna be dipped. So wherever we were, I just knew the imaging was gonna be right. So
yeah,
hell with you, Corona, for causing this challenge for us to do it this way. But
don't worry, they can stay tuned for part two. Don't worry about it.
Indeed, that's what I'm saying. We're gonna do this. We're definitely gonna do this again. But I know you probably getting somebody to take some photos where you are now. If you follow him on Instagram, I like he got a photographer with him all the time.
All the time. Thank you. Listen, God is good.
He be at the counter purchasing a pack of nabs and some bubble gum. He got a picture taken from in the black and white. I'm like, yo, this is what I need. This is my kind of guy right here. This is my kind of guy.
See, I appreciate you all that.
Indeed.
But yeah, no. That's literally what it is, man. Just giving the experiences that I'm blessed to actually experience. And being able to share that with those individuals that are interested in at least being introduced to that lifestyle or being introduced to that type of environment. And also putting those people, you know, a lot of this is about networking as well. So putting a lot of people in rooms that wouldn't necessarily on the average every day be in those rooms to have that level of access to just different individuals. So, you know, just within these 5 years, 6 years, there has been so many connections from New York to Vegas to LA to Atlanta, you know, and the start, like you started off saying how we even met, the start of the year was phenomenal. I couldn't paint a better picture. Man. Miami, Florida, Super Bowl weekend, Cam Newton, like I couldn't picture a better picture. So man. Like we actually did that. And it was phenomenal. Hats off to you, my brother, for sure.
Appreciate it, man. Tremendous kickoff to the year. It's like, we sat back. It's like, man, the year's going to be great. We like, the year's gonna be, which it still can be.
Damn Corona.
Damn Corona, yeah. Which it still could be. It still could be. We'll see what transpires. It'll be interesting to talk about this later on, the impact of what happened. So, where I wanted to go. Let's kind of talk about, well, no, I met you in, it was a cigar event that we were doing, but in our conversations, you're adamant to say, hey, remember, it's not just cigars, because cigar culture is a whole other culture, which I realized in the last 2 years dealing with, last year and change dealing with fellowship, it's a whole nother group of people. A whole nother group of people, style, lifestyle, everything, but cigar culture is not where the experience brokers is part. Kind of talk about that, because you talk about fashion and some other things. It's not just a cigar.
Yeah,
so explain that.
Absolutely.
To people.
So with experienced brokers, of course, like, you know, you have stated several times already about like the fashion piece that is a part of me. I do focus heavy on image and focus heavy on the fashion world, of course, predominantly men's fashion, because I do feel like it has been a search for Atlantis for the past decade, just to get maybe 10 fashionable or style-driven gentlemen in the room that actually are not within the fashion industry. So let me make sure that that's clear. I am not in the fashion industry. Mm-hmm. I admire high fashion. So what I've made a business of mine is to promote and highlight the things that I actually enjoy. And I come to find out other people actually enjoy these things too. So fashion is actually one of them. So we host an event now called Do Gentlemen. And Do Gentlemen is the French derived of saying you gentlemen, which is a command word or command phrase of action. So it's called Do Gentlemen, D-U, gentlemen.
Look, we've had this conversation. We've had a conversation about do gentlemen probably four times, and I didn't know that piece. I just learned something. Carry on.
Oh, wow. There you go. So do gentlemen it started in Houston, Texas. We hosted it in Houston, Texas back in early 2018. We moved it to 2019, where we partnered with Fig and Olive. It's another high-end culinary brand that's only in select cities in North America. And then we also hosted it at Galleria. Of course, if you know anything about Houston, you know anything about Galleria and that whole area, you know, that's kind of the what they call the ritzy, higher class end of town. But what we did was we focused all our marketing into the African-American culture within that environment. So what we did was invite those people, what I identify with, right? So we invited those people into an environment that, you know, maybe they would pass by or maybe shy to actually be comfortable in, and we actually made it comfortable within that environment. So, and Remy Martin came in to partner with us to do a great expose. Davidoff of Geneva came in to do a great demonstration on cigars. And just within that culture, and of course, Fig and Olive did their thing on the food on that side. And it was a illustrious event to the point where they've been begging for it to happen again. So we moved it to New York during New York Cigar Weekend as well. And that's another fashion piece. Now, if you know anything about New York cats, those guys like to get down. All you got to do is say the word. They're pulling out the blazers. They're pulling out the tuxedos. They're pulling out the, you know, things that I was like, man, I was very impressed. So, and also, this is a philanthropy piece. A lot of the things that I do, I work with organizations like the Boys and Girls Club of America. With this one, we worked with, it escapes me. Please forgive me. But it is of Greater Houston. It's a men's organization, men's fashion organization of Greater Houston. So that's, you know, that's one piece. And that's just the fashion side. That's the do gentleman side. And it always surrounds lifestyle from food, spirits, cigars, and fashion. So that's the whole do gentleman concept. And we're now bringing it to Atlanta. Preferably after COVID-19.
Preferably, I think what you're doing, especially bringing lifestyle and highlighting culture for and fashion for Black men, is very, very important. I think it's something that we do shy away from, especially men. And I think it's a defense mechanism a little bit. Black men be like, man, that old such and such. It's because you don't know.
Yeah.
So they kind of like get defensive about it. And I think
But also that environment, if you step into the fashion world with that level of ignorance, they kind of shun you, you know? Mm-hmm. So we have to create an environment that's comfortable. I experienced that. Well, not me personally, but I've witnessed it in the cigar culture. In the cigar culture, if you walk into certain places and you don't really know cigars, well, then you kind of shun. Why are you here? So that's why we created also a lot of this derived off of one idea led to the next idea, which led to the next idea. But they all kind of have the same line of symmetry and integrity of making the environment comfortable for those people who do know about it. And also for those people who do not know about it.
That's huge.
That's kind of my whole element. Even when dealing with the spirit brands, I explained this several times in several board meetings with brands by explaining to them, hey, one reason why your customer base isn't rising is because you're not making it comfortable to invite new customers in. So, you know, that's a little tidbit. Hopefully brands are listening.
Listening. So, What impact do you see, just sticking on the fashion thing, what impact do you see from being a well-dressed, quote-unquote well-dressed Black man, if that's the right way to say it, but just being together, what impact? Because I was taught the importance of image and being the position I'm in my career, is image is, the brand is very, very important and the look is important.
Right.
But I've also seen the impact because I made a shift from one side to another. So what impact do you see just from being, when you walk in the room or how you're treated, what impact do you see?
Oh, well, just the overall initial expectation. I think the impact for me is once people see me arrive, or sometimes just like these people that are listening right now, they're not watching us. So now when they hear the name Jameson, they're like, they have a level of expectation. So I think the impact now is that heightened expectation of a certain level of quality or a certain level of prestige just before I even arrive. So now I have something to live up to, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
So now, just from what I did yesterday or last week or last month or last year, now has created a certain level of bar that I have to now continue going forward. And let's say there's someone in the room that's not impressed. Hey, that person is now at a point and level where they can come to me and now let me know, hey, man, listen, I heard a lot about you, but I'm not impressed. So they're all, what that does, not create a, that doesn't create a defense in me. Actually, that motivates me. So, you know, hopefully people look at it from that objectively, that objective point of view, where, but as far as like, if you strip it all the way down, the impact is that other brother who actually saw me, or that other sister who actually was in the room at the time and really wanted to really bring it, but they was kind of intimidated on whether they should bring it or not for that audience. They see me and now get inspired to actually do that. That's ultimately the point. Like, next time I see this cat doing it, I'm going to do it next time. And I hear that a lot. Like, there's so many, I wear brims almost every day. So what's interesting is watching my peers and the people that are around me go from baseball caps to wearing brims. That's very interesting to me. I don't say, this is probably my first time ever saying anything.
Yeah, don't say nothing. I see you though, but I'm not going to say nothing. I see that, which is cool. You know what I'm saying? Because it's nothing. We're not bragging. We're just saying, hey, man, it's cool that you saw something and you liked it and you tried it. Hey, man. Do your thing.
And it worked. And you know, and I honestly sometimes believe I was born in the wrong era just on that level of things. Because, you know, I'm very inspired by the 1920s and the 1940s and most definitely the Harlem Renaissance. I'm very inspired by that. I'm very inspired about how much pride our people took within themselves during that time. And I don't know, my father kind of indirectly drill this level of self-importance in me, and that's what's happening right now for me. And therefore, anyone, as far as impact, anyone within a sight's view of me, I want, whether it's negative or positive, ask me a question about it, so therefore I can tell you, at least from my perspective, and we can agree to disagree all day, but as far as self-preservation and self-presentation, this is who I am, and this is how I feel the most comfortable.
Dude, it's good to hear you say, because I say that all the time, the impact, like, for my dad. Now, you say indirectly, my dad directly is like, you gotta dress, you gotta be smarter, move faster, dress better, you know what I mean? Well, you just, and especially going, I was in corporate, so and he was in corporate,
but,
and that's where you had to, where I got
my, but my dad wasn't actually in corporate. My dad was an entrepreneur as well. Mm. You know, he owned his own company and things of that nature. And so, like why I say indirectly was because my dad never pushed, you know, me selling or me having suits and wearing, you know, the attire that I wear. I just never saw him not in it.
Yeah.
If that made any sense. Yeah. I have never, I will go on record, I have never saw my father without a shirt and a tie, except him in a bathrobe. I have never seen my father without a shirt and a tie.
That's wild.
Like, it is, and that stuck with me. It was, and again, he has never pressed upon me to dress this way or look this way. It's just, you always, you know, I wanted to look like my dad.
Mm. That's dope.
My dad was my
superhero. Black fathers are cool. I love it. I just want people to say we got a whole episode about black parents and black fathers. So this is very important. So I'm glad you went down that path.
Yo, please call me for the next one. I want in.
Indeed. Now I'm a child of hip hop. So which is crazy. You mentioned the influence from the 20s, the influence and dress. I'm a child of hip hop and love hip hop. Sneakerhead, love sneakers and hats and all that stuff. But I also think that the shift caused a drop off in our image consciousness. So
absolutely,
which is unfortunate. As much as I love hip hop, I think the day that we started being able to kind of wear t-shirts and jeans and sneakers and all baggy clothes and all that stuff, I think we forgot about when they used to wear suits every day. They wore a suit. They were playing. You watch some of the movies and films, they in the street playing. Yep. They got on paperboard suits and
they
hats.
They playing street baseball in suits.
Yeah. Which was crazy, but they were together. They were all together. So not to harp on the fashion point, but I think that's an important piece of this.
Absolutely. So, yeah. But I think I have made a business of finding the void and filling that void. So one of the voids that I found again was the lack in fashion within our community, or the lack in self-image within our community, and you know, kind of promoting and elevating that piece. Because, you know, let's face it, man, within our culture, that we are faced with a lot of challenges. And, you know, a lot of times we are creating those advantages for the other side, whatever the other side may be. Like, we are creating those advantages for ourselves. So this is just a wake up call to say, hey, you know better. Or if you don't know better, here, let me show you better. So we can do, not saying that I know the way at all. I'm not saying I know the way at all, but let me give you an experience. If you enjoy this experience, you keep it going.
Facts. So how did you, because a lot of times people, these companies, these brands, they seem inaccessible to many people. It's like, I don't know how to start going to talk to these people. How did you develop the relationships where, hey man, I'm gonna call such and such from this brand, from Remy Martin or what have you? How did you develop those relationships?
Honestly, it was from, you know, like I said, the hospitality industry. Like, for instance, this is unheard of. My company was started off the back of Pernod Ricard. If you never heard of Pernod Ricard, Pernod Ricard is the parent company, umbrella company over brands like Jameson, over brands like Martell, or brands like Malibu Rum, and so many more. The list goes on and on, right? Okay. And they actually, the vice president and North America and some other people, lifestyle managers, they were actually staying at the hotel during one of their huge events. And they were just so impressed by the service. The vice president asked, hey, you know, have you heard of Martell? I was like, yeah, you know, my father drunk Martell, X, Y, and Z. And, you know, invited me out for that evening. Well, that evening, I spent a lot of time networking with the individuals. I barely caught the show at all. I spent all that time networking with all the key members of the individuals that actually ran the company from both France and here in North America. So from that, you know, we continued the dialogue, and I flew out to New York. I, you know, used my own money, flew out to New York, went to their corporate offices, you know, invited the VP out to lunch a few times, and, you know, successfully built that rapport. And maybe 6 months later, I am one of the only boutique companies that represent the brand. And that was my first check. That was my first independent entrepreneurial check. Running the brand company known as the Lovers Team, which is the subsidiary of the Experience Brokers. Well, I'm sorry, the Experience Brokers is a subsidiary of the Lovers Team.
Got it. So.
So yeah. So sorry.
No, go
that
ahead,
was
keep,
a lot
keep
confusing.
No. So, we're talking about we're in the midst of this corona quarantine. And what I like to call is corona creativity. It's happening right now. Are you encouraged by the things that you're seeing from some of the entrepreneurs and artists, self included, during this time? I'm kind of encouraged by some of the things that people are doing. They're trying to change. We even introduced From the Club to the Living Room, brought to you by the Experience Brokers, which was an excellent,
which is excellent. Phenomenal.
Exactly, and it's going to keep going.
Phenomenal launch.
It's going to keep going. So, are you encouraged by this? And what kind of advice do you have for entrepreneurs during times like this?
During times like this, honestly, listen. This is the fight or flight moment for all entrepreneurs. Like, honestly, if you do not make it out of this scenario, and it's okay, by the way, let's start off there. But if you do not make it out of this scenario with flying colors, or your business at least up by 15%, I don't necessarily think you're ready for this game. Let's start off there, right? Because right now shows the true trailblazers, the true creators, right? The true teams, by the way, because a lot of teams may break up after this. Yeah. But the true teams, because at this moment, you have to be very, very original with whatever the product is that you're putting out to the general public, or that you're putting out in the market that you want people to actually gravitate to. And this is now the time where people are going to see whether you're just a copycat or whether you're an actual creator, whether you're an actual entrepreneur, whether you're an actual engineer of the craft that you portray. So I honestly think this is a great thing for the industry. A lot of people, honestly, that you know, I've had conversations with a few of my partners across the nation, because that's what I do. I partner with other cities in order to make these events happen. And they have great faith in what we've already accomplished, and they have great faith in what we're going to accomplish. But right now is that time that everybody has did everything they needed to do financially in order to set their brands in place. And if you're not at a level to do that, or if you wasn't prepared in this scenario, I don't know, man. I think, and you say we can candidly speak, so I'm going to say this, man. I don't know. Maybe you should go ahead and pick up an application when all this is over.
Maybe go ahead and get a job.
Cause this ain't for you. Now I'm talking to all the people, like the club promoters and all the stuff like that. I'm feeling really, really good about myself at this moment, because there was a lot of times that within 2018, 2019 that I doubted whether I was doing the right thing or going the right way. But right now, even with what we're doing with From the Club to the Living Room, while this is happening and we have full steam momentum, we gone. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that came from having a great team. Like this team was developed maybe a month before all this stuff happened, like fully developed, paperwork and everything, right? Yeah. Yeah. So like I think, again, this is like a great stock option. So if you don't understand the game, it's going to show. It's about to show. It's about to show.
Definitely. I'm calling it the great American word problem. I'm a math guy. I got an engineering background, and I love like numbers and equations. And I felt like this was a big equation for the entrepreneur, like, and especially the entertainment entrepreneur. He's like, all right, you don't have some of the tools that you used to have. What do you have? What can you do? Who do you know?
Right.
And we have gone into that full fledged. I saw people like, woe is me, what I'm going to do. And I'm like, get to work. Get to work. That's how I was raised.
Get to work.
Yeah, my mom's like, she never believed in. She always says that, you know, it's not time for you to be complaining or worrying. When things get hard, it's time to get to work. Or when
your
you have
mom
challenges,
is a very
get to
powerful
work.
Woman.
Oh man, I take that.
Period.
Appreciate that indeed.
Period.
And that's what we have been doing. So what kind of clients Because this is the other thing. As you grow, because you're still growing too, what kind of clients are you looking to work with? What kind of people would you like to work with in the future or even this year?
Right now, my client roster is pretty full, honestly. But what I would love to dabble in, man, I don't have any tech clients at the moment because within the tech industry, as far as marketing and branding, when they don't necessarily like to dive into marketing and branding until they have a big league client or something of that nature. The reason why I'm interested in getting into that realm is because I'm noticing at a lot of the events across the country and at a lot of the activations that within that audience is about a good 20-30% tech industry, and they're just out to have a good time. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Wow, I wonder what happens if we get the technology industry into a networking scene that's comfortable and an environment that's comfortable, and see what type of brainchild ideas that come out of that. And as well, how I love the challenge of how to connect whatever this tech brand within the industry to the general public. I would love to go and have those sit downs and those meetings to figure out how to get those things to the public, just in the ways that we've already established within the company already. So I just, that is the challenge. I'm interested in that. So there's no particular company directly. It's just literally just the tech industry.
Tech,
right now I can say this. Right now we're dabbling with a CIO coalition across the country. So people all the way from, like, you know, Coca-Cola to Hewlett Packard and you know, the IBM, those type of people. We're getting all their CIOs together and creating a cyber defense project with them right now.
For the layperson, what is CIO? Because they're going to ask that question to go Googling. So tell them what it is.
Oh, Chief Intelligence Officer. So every brand has that. Mm-hmm. Right? You often hear about the CEO, right? And the CEO, at the end of the day, sometimes don't own the company. Sometimes, you know, it's just he runs the day to day. But yeah, the CIO actually makes sure that the company is protected on all levels. So yeah, we kind of pull those people all together from huge firms across the nation, and we're working on a huge project with that. Shout out to my guy Corey Ruth. He has brought me in. He's from the political side of things, and he kind of bridged the gap between Governor Kemp and Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms currently. So, you know, and
drop,
he's a bipartisan.
Names.
So that's
drop off those names. So drop off those names.
Man, I'm just saying. Listen, when you in the room with the man, listen, within 2019. Q4 of 2019 has been so impressive to me. Like, my chest is stuck out a little bit, so I do feel confident dropping names. You know, that's how. So we 2020, despite what's happening right now, and I loosely use that term, despite what's happening, because, like, this is nothing. This is nothing, guys. Together we're gonna get through this. We have been through so many other things. So together we're gonna get through this. I already know it.
Yeah.
And the other side is going to be so much sweeter.
Side is when they open.
And my
this
condolences
gate.
to anyone who lost anybody during this time, for sure.
Definitely. So you used the word networking a couple of times, and before we get out of here, that I find that to be a challenge for a lot of people. They don't know what networking is. And, you know, back in the day, you go to a networking event, everybody just passing business cards, and there's like, you never call them.
Oh, that's,
you know,
horrible.
It was the worst. You know what I'm saying? So what do you call effective networking? What's effective networking to you?
Effective effective networking is knowing when to cut the conversation off. Mm. Period.
Stop selling.
That's exactly what it is. It is you know, you meet someone, you're in a room. And effective networking doesn't necessarily happen at networking events because I call networking events staged, right?
Yeah.
You put all these people in a room or what have you. Networking is literally, you went there for a whole nother reason. Maybe you're at a restaurant. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're sitting at the bar. And the person that's next to you, you're just being social. You're just being courteous. The next thing that comes out of that conversation is maybe what their occupation is. Or maybe what their goals or dreams or aspirations are. And then that's where you find that common goal. But now when you find yourself actually pressing that conversation, or like my grandmother used to say, you're trying to squeeze blood out of a turnip, mm-hmm. Stop.
Stop.
Effective networking is knowing when to cut the conversation off. Mm. Man. Listen, if I'm a basketball player and you're a football player, unless we're trying to come together to create a coalition of charity, let's stop.
Because
there is no way I'm going to get on your football team as a basketball player, and there's no way you're going to get on my basketball team as a football player. It's just not going to happen. So, you know, not saying that sports is just that black and white, but there are certain things, and if we don't have that common goal or that common interest within at least the first 50 words of conversation, or at least the first 5 minutes. I say 5 or 50. So within the first 50 words or the first 5 minutes. Mm. If it's,
take
if
notes,
it's not
y'all.
A, if
take
it's,
notes. 5 or 50, I like it. Put it on a t-shirt.
So if it's not within that right there, stop. It's okay. Mm. It's okay to, you know, move on to the next thing. It's okay to go back to the bar and get a drink, whether your glass is half full. It's okay.
Yeah.
You know, just cut it off. Or if this person is a cool person that you are interested in on a personal level, maybe you're trying to friend build, keep it that way.
Yeah.
But if your focus is networking, 5 to 50, that's it.
I like it. That's a nugget. That's a perfect place. We're gonna leave that right there, man. You guys take those notes, man. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me today, talk to the listeners today.
Bro, I appreciate you, man. Definitely, for everything. You have no idea,
man. I appreciate it. Now, if they want to find you, they want to find out some more information, where would they go to get your information?
Yes. So everything all business related. You go to theloversteam.com. So that's theloversteam.com. It is exactly what it is. You're going to see everything that I have to offer as a company, as a brand. If you want to reach out to me personally, you can go to IG, the gram, everywhere. As a matter of fact, at I am Jameson. That's with an I, not an E. So IAMJAMISON. And that's pretty much. And then also, anything that we're doing across the board, the experience brokers, mm-hmm. exactly how it sounds, that's exactly what it is. So it's theexperiencebrokers.com or at theexperiencebrokers. And yeah, you'll find everything that I'm attached to, everything that we're forwardly moving towards. And I would love to have the listeners, listen, you have any questions, reach out to me. I'm an open book, and I enjoy it. Please.
Awesome. That's awesome, man. Hey, everybody, remember, follow Jason804 on Instagram, Twitter. I'm back out.
Absolutely.
I'm back out there on Twitter, man. A lot of people not, y'all left Twitter because y'all like pictures and go back to the words. Go read something. Come on out here on Twitter, man. Also, listen to this ATL Podcast Network. Listen to all the other shows on ATL Podcast Network, and my show on Monday, every Monday, 7 p.m. On IBNX Radio, Minds of Mischief, the Mischievous Podcast. Check out the fellas, so make sure y'all listen to us there. And go to the website and get you some of this merch. Get a Jason Carey t-shirt, get a hat, get something.
Oh, yeah. So, I'm with that.
And remember, I don't know when you're listening to the show, but on Saturday night right now, especially during this time, and I don't know how long this is going to go, but we're going to do it, go strong as we can, from the club to the living room.
Yes, sir.
At 10 o'clock, 10 to 1. That's on twitch.com/DJGeniusATL. Shout out to the whole team out here, man. So I appreciate you, man.
No, I appreciate you again. You have no idea.
Thank you, sir. We're going to get out of here. Run to the point.
Yes, and the next one is going to be visual.
All right, guys. Yeah, we're going to film this thing. All right, brother. Peace.
All right. Bye-bye.